Yishalmi Yibamas, Daf Zayin. Mishnah continues, the locus of the Torah, when is it Potter, when is it not Potter, and we come to the Machlokas by Shammai, similar to what we quoted earlier. By Shammai Matirim as a Tzoros La'achim. By Shammai was Matir, the Tzoros of an Erva, when they fall the Yivam, by Siloshon, what is it we're talking about? It means the Tzoros of an Erva to the brothers, that the Erev itself, of course, is Aser, but the Tzoros themselves would be Mutter. The Mishnah originally said that not only is Erev as Aser, but the original, that was the Mishnah Daf Beis, Daf Aleph, that applies to Tzoros of Pater also don't fall. That's according to Beis Hillel, even though we didn't say that, now we're defining that. But Beis Shammai holds now that an Erev, of course, you can never marry, no din Yivam, but the Tzora has a din of Yivam. That's the Shita of Beis Shammai. Let's look at the Karban Eda. Tzora sa'erva l'syavim l'achiv, the less lu drush l'tzora. He doesn't learn the drush of l'tzora, which by the bingo leho, which is the source of the halacha of Tzora. Therefore, it's also Beis Hillel is matir. Beis Hillel says that it's an erva together with a Tzora. Both become aser. Both become aser. Based upon the drush, as I'm going to explain in a moment. Still continues. Holtzu, what happened if they went ahead and both the Tzora did a chalitza with the brother instead of a miyavim did a chalitza? Hashem posts in Sakuna. Hashem apostles them, those who receive chalitza, potters them from Yitruma. And they're marrying a Takuna, Pasam Takuna. Basil says, no, the Mutter the Kabbalah Kabbatruma. And what's the basis of that? That Beis Shammai says, Apostle, Chalitza and Kseh, Chalitza Kseh, they did a Chalitza, and a Chalitza is Apostle's Kahuna. Basil is Makshirin, because Chalitza is Lola Tzorach. And Mimela, it's like your Chalitza is Menatzorach. That's not considered, it's not Chalitza from a stranger. It's a person just dumb Chalitza. You're not a Chalitza. You're not a, doesn't pass you for Kahuna. Karban Eda explains that this is the concept of Beis Hillel, that said that the idea that if you just stam chalsu, so you have no, there's no psul in itself integrally into the, there's no purpose for chalitza. You didn't have to do chalitza. So if you didn't do chalitza, it's like stam, a stranger went over and did chalitza, says the Karban Eda. So there's nothing, it doesn't accomplish anything. It doesn't pass you from Guna. What about a siyavim? What about today when we yavim? Beshami Makshirin, he allows him to marry into Guna. But here, Basil Postlin. Beshami allows him to come into Guna because Lamaisa, they're allowed to marry Guna. Upon the Yavim dies, the Mutter, there's no, like any Almana, they can marry a Kohen. There's no reason to ask her. The Grusha is also the Kohen, but Basil Apostles, And the reason he passes it because since Lamaisa, you had Yivam, the brother. So the Karban Eda explains, "Shenivel ubeiser, anivelas leiser la asazena basena asulakam." You had to be a beiser. Because it's eishasach, and it's considered eishasach that you had a bia. So that passes you like any maisa bia. It passes you for puzzle a coin, like you see, the Torah says, his owner is puzzled to be a coin. Now here it's not really a sense of his owner per se, but it's the Mefarshim explained. It's a you had relations with an Iser Erva, a Mela. Therefore, it would be considered us. And then I was going to try to explain based on the sheet in a moment. The Mishnah continues. It's a look by Shammai Silo. If we show Eilu Postim and you know they argue the apostles actually this was Mutter, this is Aser Mutter Leivim Aser Leivim, clearly a tremendous machlokes. Still on the Beshamay Lisa Benesh Beis Hillel, the Beshamay Hillel, each one they didn't stop marrying women from each other. They're allowed to. They didn't Aser. They even though the Maisa there's a question of a Mzeris, question of according to Beis Hillel be considered an Amzer. Yet the halacha is a Beis Hillel still. They didn't agree. They disagreed la halacha. But they didn't, that was Alok in the Beis Medrash. But in the Lemaisa, they didn't ask their wife for marrying Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel marrying people of Beis Shammai. So Bemela, therefore, there was not a concern about any type of Isser beyond beyond what was permitted. So the again, so that, and Kamenenda points out, limnim mishaf bishul lefsh teyat saras erva asul ashuk and beisilal to beishamai shefshi mamzeres. So in all, Allah says they did not stop to marry each other. But the Torah says pesha elam tarma torah. Same thing on the head. They argue about tumah v'tayra. V'lonim losin tarus elu Allah gave it. So they allowed the kelim they eat together. They didn't allow consider tumah v'tayra. Even though they lent each other kelim, even though according to Yisil Beishamai, they're arguing about the Tumah B'Tayra would make the kelim puzzle, make the kelim tome. Even so, they didn't let him know. They still would lend each other kelim to people who have the same opinion. Says the Gemara. Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Beishamai matirin eset tzaras lachem. Beishamai would matir the wives of an Erebah to the brothers. So Gemara says, what's the halacha? What does it mean? So I think we're going to just explain what the machlokes Beis Shammai Sel is. Shemir Shem Yom said, now time in the Beis Shammai, he's a Beis Shammai Sel, 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 the outside is someone from the outside. It's someone who's there's no relation to the Yavama. He's in and he's out, related to the Yavama. And those who are outside are not related to the Yavama. That's Chutzalah. Torah Sel, he's a Beis Shammai Sel, you can't be the Nizar. So Mela, therefore, one of the widows of the could still consider an erva, and therefore the halakha still applies. The din of Yibam still applies. Says the Kamenedi to explain the drasha. That should be stranger to Yavam. It shouldn't be connected to Yavam. That's what makes her separate. That's what makes her separate. But Los Tia, Eishes HaKitzona, that there's an inside and an outside. Eventually, there's a connection. Since the Limayas, even though one of the Amlanos is considered, originally started as the Erva, Eishes of the Erva, Shemela, the Tzara, is still considered a din of a Yivam, even though you can't do Yivam, but it's still considered a din of a Yivam. And the Gemara says, Asi Beishamai, Yilon, Beishamai owes this halacha, that it means, Kutsim means the outside one, that like the Kusim, they take Arusos and Yivam, or Siyas and Asuos, and they would go release the Asuos, or Yivam Chalitza, they take the Arusos, and then they would release the ones who were even the suas who were fully married. They ain't on darshan kutzah because they didn't darshan. They also darshan kutzah, the outer one. So they interpret it to mean that the even applies even if he's just in the suin, neighbors him from the outside, not exactly in the suin yet. It's still part of the suin from even a kalitza. That was the darshan that they had, that they had the kusim had. The Gemara says, and what do I do with the person of a kura in lo that doesn't have? How does that come in? How do you have a man lo? If only Arusa is the Yisr, they never be children from there. They didn't have to live together yet. The Torah says they have children, Arusa and her husband don't live together. So what if they live together? So what does it mean over here? So the Gemara says, the Chayra has to be a Mavikamayosi, but ain't lo, Menasuin. It's on a lo here, there's a. Beginning only from an asuin, but the kitzona means if you have a from the outside, Mar says it'd be the yisrael. It should be no strange person. Therefore, should be that self is never part of it, never part of the drasha. So Malayor, he said, because Mar said the kusum and kusum should not be ashamed of you. Mar says they would they want to do very much to them. They were able to go being raised for the position. You can ask a kash on them. Magamara. Oh, you know, they pay back. They come back. They understand. But the suin, the idea that they're there is not subject. There's no din nisuin. There's no din nisuin at all. So Gemara says. So therefore, maybe I'll let Kasa Gavosi. It's again. They will. Like we don't know drasha. We support this. To report that drasha. So I say to the Chachamim of the Kusayim, the girl the Kusayim, who caused you to make a mistake over here? Read the pasuk wrong. Most listen. It's a drasha. You also don't expand drashas. The way the Kami does it. So what is your claim to fame? Well, it says that the dining room from Kami, although should serve the mode to kill, so anything out of the limit has to be go ahead and requires to be in the mode, but also I didn't get it. Well, so the Gemara is giving a letter telling you that the end will be sufficient to be the same halacha. There's an example. What does it mean the same halacha? The Gemara tells exactly. You're going for example. Chutzah, state in the pasuk chutzah. What is chutzah referring to? It means l'shaya seira. Includes seir as l'shaya, l'sukkah sukkosa. Includes sukkah sukkosa. So it's not limited for a limit per se, but to tell you that this is the drasha. The drasha is the next word. So Gemara says, what do we see from there? So we see that if the next word, that's what's telling you the drasha to learn out that she becomes that you will become a nisa tzara. Rav Nachman, state in the pasuk that the goyim should return l'shoila to the grave, which means that therefore both considered a hay, and therefore what's the question? The question is, why do we bring this in here? Why the Gemara says, what's the drasha? What do we learn from this drasha? The Gemara says, tell you, this pasuk refers to the lowest level of shol, of the grave, to tell you that even the rishayim in the grave, they eventually will go to a lower level. That they're telling you l'shol shayla, that the double lashes tell you that there's no limit to how low they can go. They can go even further, says the Kohen Eda. What is that referring to? It says that it means you should not have the drasha. They tell you they can go lower. Even when there's already a loger madrega with shoulder, they can already go down even further. So it's just telling the chutzah means even further. They could go out even further. So Gemara says, same thing over here, Gemara is telling you, that the quantity of what we said before in the Nechemia, the chutzah just means another lashon for lachutz, the outside. Therefore, Hashem is telling you, the drush of Nesua from Yivim, there's no makkah for it. Ibe Shammai says the drush is based on chutzah. He's telling you that this lechaira is shver, the Nechemia's drasha, explanation is shver in what Beis Shammai's drasha in the Mishnah is going to be. How do Miyashev that drasha of Beis Shammai, in the lechaira, it doesn't, the Gemara is saying that the language doesn't, the drasha, the words don't support it. The Torah is telling you that the lashon is, it comes in a suah. There's no nafkamina. Chutzla means outside, doesn't make a difference. You could be the outside either way. Could be, what is it telling you, the drasha? How is it telling you different to say it's the outside that should change the halacha of the sara? To apply the same halacha should apply. So the Gemara says that the halacha of the sara sarva. Gemara says another way to explain as well the drasha of Tama Beisilo. Gemara by Shammai Yochman Nuri Rei Hei Halacha Zu Dovah Yisrael. Look at this law of an erva that fell to Yivam should be considered Ravka Yisrael should be spread all over Eretz Yisrael in a way to understand what's mutter, what's not mutter. Even the kaim divan beis shami, going to go ahead. The shami halivul mamzav divan beis hillel. The chazim of this ksav will be considered a mamzav according to beis hillel. In the kaim divan beis hillel, and when you want to go learn the shita beis hillel, that the shal you'll have to go marry a tzara. A little mamzav maybe then be mamzav according to beis hillel. I'll go to beis shami. By nesakin she had tzaros kolzos lomsiyamos. So let it come out to tell us that the tzaros that they did chalitza and didn't take into Yivam. Gemara says, Bein according to Beis Shammai, Bein according to me. Either way, you can figure out the drasha. There'll be a Vlad Mamzer. There'll be a Mamzer where the Beis Shammai comes out to explain the other way to do it. That they have to tell us that they did chalitza and they shouldn't be taken to Yivam. Because if it be Yivam, the Shaila Mamzer. Bein according to Salam, Bein according to Tilo. They felt like should be Tafka should be. That should be chalitza. That's the way the Kohen Eda explains. Gemara is telling you that chalitza is the only way, the only thing you could do to be able to justify that halacha. To justify what, to avoid the fact of Mamzer that Bein according to Bein according to Beis Shammai, Bein according to Beis Hillel. She had Tzoros Kotzos, Yenashul L'shuk Be'akshul L'v'yakol. The boy Chalitza Paselos Lakuna. Everyone would agree that it should be possible. It should be considered possible. So the Gemara says, if that's so, tell me, under the Braisa, L'hispi, L'shaskan, Shidit, V'lashor, come in, we're not able to go ahead and come to a maskana here before the time is snatched away from them. They were no able to make this the make with the halacha. They were looking to discuss the halacha. Some things came up before they had to get up and they had to stop their learning the Beis Medrash. They weren't able to make a gzeira to establish halacha like Beis Hillel. Kadosh Baruch Hu somehow stopped them. They go ahead to go ahead and put in this thing that it should be like Beis Hillel. It doesn't require even chalitza. Somehow he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that it should be. That should be like a Yochum Menuri. It should be neither Chalitza nor Yivam. It can't do Nevim because it's a suffix Mamzer. Question will be a Mamzer. And therefore, it should go ahead and to avoid it. So the Pasuk like Beis Hillel, they were about to go ahead and proclaim it to the Beis Medrash, but then something came up and it took them away. It didn't happen. It says the Kohen Eda. It was Netrafadaito. They weren't able to scan the Halacha. So Gemara says, what is the problem? I mean, Yavis Ben Gamliel. M.K. in the Manas, the Tzaras Yudon Shinisu. Then if so, what do we do with the Tzaras, the original ones that got married? The ones that they went Yivam, were married outside without doing Chalitza. What do you do? If you don't have a Gzeira, If you're going to be gzeira, then they would be mamzeira. If you're going to come to make a takana and say that this is the halacha, that yivam with an erva, anything is outside before kizasa to do, what are you going to do with your shanosha? It says, "Come and eat it." She has a cage and of Nyok Manuri. She name psulim. The children be considered possible. Nigma lochashal yistab milisosel shuk. They couldn't go to marry the shuk without chalitza, and they couldn't go miyavim. So what about the ones that did already? Now you're going to go ahead and make them mamzerim. What are you going to do with that? So the Gemara says, "I'm married. I'm married. I'm married. I'm married. I'm married. But tzaros, even though they go ahead and they're arguing about the tzaros, but the mishayim is a lot mamzer. They agree." If the child, if they went and got married, it wouldn't be a mamzer. She mamzer ela misha she asura la v'yisareva. There's no mamzer except for a child that's born, a woman that goes ahead that's in yisareva. Chayv ala v'kariz, chayv ala v'kariz. Any regular stam, a yavama that stam marries an outside b'na chalitza, so it's asur, it's an isur, but it doesn't make it to a mamzer. A mamzer is only somebody that only where you married someone, as the Gemara says, you married an yisareva. You met someone who's an yisareva, then the chayv ala v'kariz, then you chayv kariz, and then the child's a mamzer. But if it's just an Isa, if it's just telling you that we don't want you to have without somebody else, without Chalitza, that does not make it into a Mamzer. Maybe an Isser, and you may be Isa Kares, but Isa Mamzer, Mamzer doesn't make. The Gemara says, Amar Abtarfin, Rav Tarfin says, Tevi, Ani, Kashili, Tzor Sabas. I must say that long for the time when I'm going to have a case of a Tzor Sabas, Sheyasila Kuna, so I can allow her to marry into Kuna, want to be Silo. I want to have this opportunity to have this shayla, to have this case. That David Abtafen was from the Talmidei of Beis Shammai, and he said, "Tova mi mesava." There's a kabbalah. I want to go that the my bezdin should be a dinner of tzaras habas, so I could go ahead and tell the shikim married to the Beis Hillel. She has skukul yav and shikim klitz in his mouth. So I want to be able to, you know, I'm a talmud of Beis Shammai. I want to be able to pass in this case like a Beis Hillel. Because she's a lakuna. He wants to go ahead and be able to be mat to her without chalitza, without yivam. So, therefore, Beis Shammai holds asal kohen, but according to him, the question is why? Do you want to matter at all? Why would he want to go ahead and do against if Rebbe's with Beis Shammai? He found this from the school of Beis Shammai. Why would he want to go ahead and do so? It wasn't like it. Why would he ought to be matter it? Rebbe Moshe tried to understand. Like, what was the cheshbon that the Ma'ashalot Garcia Shel Shuk al Bechuk of Yochum Nure? Doesn't require chalitza. Why not? Why wouldn't he want to do it like Beis Shammai? Because that's what he wanted to establish, the halacha like him. Versus the price of Shalos of Yeshua. But he Tzoros Mahein. What's the status of children of Tzoros? They went ahead and married without doing Chalitza. Now the children want to come to Kuna. They were the Kuna or not. Kunti Beis Shammai, the halacha. Amalem. You're going, you're putting him between two great people. The great Tanayim. Bishvil, Sheyarenu, that's Machop. Kunura, just go ahead. And Paschim and my Shaila, one says, am I going to go ahead against them? If well, I bang my head, which means basically saying that this is a Shvera halacha. And he's telling you, ask me a question, who's the halacha like Beis Shammai? It's a difficult Shaila. So why would I want to go ahead? One says, and I'm going to like almost like break my head. I'm trying to understand what the halacha is. The Paschim, who's going to be Paschim like? Who's going to Paschim like Beis Shammai? It would be taking a position. If we're passing like one against the other. So you wonder which one's I passing like. So I testify. These three families from Kosher, they were the children of co-wives of an Erva, married without Chalitza. And they, in a sense, became Kohanim Gedolim, were able to mock on them as backs. We see that these children, you want to know what the children of those who were married, the answer is they're not pasul kohen. Even if it goes to Beis Shammai Silol, they allowed them to become kohanim gedolim. They allowed them to come to duvi avoda. It didn't pasul. We didn't make them. We're asking, they're allowed to marry. What about the children? The answer is, you see, lemaisa, the children were allowed to go ahead and marry the kohanim gedolim. So meish shabenei b'neim kohanim gedolim. They fulfill any yisur. Another bride was keep her about the Bishop of Yeshua Levi. My son was the Kadam Mitzvah, the Kadam giving you open the talk, the Shul Adas, Tzoros Habas. They want to ask a Shaila. What do you do in the case of a Tzoros Habas? What do you do in the case of Tzoros Habas? So when they said to him, Av Tu Shomei Rav Mesa, are you the one that allowed the Tzoros of a daughter to go to be take the Yifim Olay, then Man Shemin Dosikinos? Did you, what you hear, that what you said, Doso, do you hear Ben Hukinus? Who'd you hear it from? I'm like, Ken Hukinus, I heard Hukinus. My brother is a Bechor Satanave. He's a Bechor Satan. And he's a, we argue, Baal Pelukta. When I say calls on Lashon, he's a, what do you mean, a Bechor Satan? It means he's sharp and his opinions are very, very strong. And Lamai say he battles to be a strong opinion. When I say that's what he is. When I say he said, Benukis, Amalei, Yomazat, Beishamai. And he was the one who said the halachos, Rabbi Menu. But be careful when you debate him. Shoshmei Shuvas Yesh Lo Kol Tzara Sabah. He has 300 answers, 200 explanations to why Tzara of Abbas should be Mutter B'Yivam. You can argue with him. You think you can be able to win him easily? Yes, he has 300 shuvos, 300 arguments that to explain to him why that would be considered Mutter, would be considered Mutter to do. So what happened? Oh, the Gabe, they went to Yonasan. They gave him a note saying, Chachamim are coming to you. You have to respect him. Chachamim came and sat before Yonasan. They came and explained to him the reason why they're there. The tzara of the what's halacha gabe tzara. They couldn't understand because they're such a difficult shayla. So one thing, he tried to explain to them, they didn't understand. He still couldn't get in. Sorry, Mr. Amin, they began to doze on Malan. He said to them, listen, what are you doing? Sorry, Mr. Avalon. Gemara said they began to go ahead and throw stones at him. Yakaz the Marn Bari Tekolin. And some say that they went up to his house. Gemara says, and in Chadar entered into the door, but they left the three doors because they were embarrassed. They went in straight and they went out was embarrassed. They went out the different doors, all the different exits. Gemara says why did you send me men who still need to study? You're giving me things that are chachmei yisrael from chachmei yisrael. So why are you giving me that? It's considered that they're allowed to go ahead. They were allowed to do so. I said, how can you do that? Because the ma'aseh said, no, the chachamim themselves, they were not. So Moshe says the men came back and they said, Ramalei said, Rav Dosa, what do you do? What do you say regarding the wife of a coat servant ever? Ramalei said to him, we sat in the Kamaluk, we sat three Nevi'im. There are three different Nevi'im. There's about when they get source of us, it's going to give, let us say, it's going to be lacuna. Because remember, we said if not, it goes by the husband, it doesn't go lacuna. But here it says, especially not Christ, to go to lacuna. I said, what about the Malay came for the Kabam? I said to him, what are you going to say to the Gabi? I said to him, they can't do it. So I'm going to say, Akiva, what do they do? I'm a Kuva Zos, Yeshua Akiva. I'm a Kuva on this pedestal, it's sad. They put the and they went to Mates for three things. When I said that you can see, tell three things, you go, although it's about this is lacuna. You can say you would work, apply even the seventh day, my son in the seventh year, and now I say Shani. I said, you were shading, and my son, I give Tagma, that are ready to come, look out by Hashem. They're able to come in. So you see, they're a little married. See, there's no concern at the Rashi Mamzer, which supports what was said in the Brisa. So I'm Malay, so I'm just said, Tlon Shani, Nichme, Chachme Yisrael. Go knock out two eyes. Does not apply. He said Yeshua, and he said to him the following thing. I'd make a show to you there. Someone teaches us that one of them is one of them. Says, what does it mean if you move them from the breakfast, from the basic Knesset, to the mother went and took them to the basic Knesset, they wanted their young children, they should have to cleave their ears by the time they come here to the Torah, and be able to go ahead and turn. Someone said, as soon as they grew up, he came there, he brought it back and forth, and they came there the last time. He went ahead and said, the ply shaloka should apply. Was it that the let's open. He said that you would say you want to go ahead and do the drasha, that they come and go ahead and see, they won't seek any good. I'll show you the same idea applies here, where we can do the same thing, where we don't say that they're not going to be any drasha. We won't have a drasha to come along and tell us that there should be a Tom Faker. We go with that drasha that we had before. As Vilas Ben said about him, the same drasha that we said. That's the reason why the source where we see it from in this point. Continue from here tomorrow.